A story now of how a family that could not, in the end, cheat death in the tragic death of their young son, decided instead to embrace it. The story of one woman's pilgrimage to see the body of her son, and then her decision to stay with him until the final goodbye. This approach to funerals, preparing a body at home, making the body itself part of the ceremony and the closure for grieving loved ones, if there is to be any closure, is being revisited by people around the United States. In a country where the funeral industry dominates the rituals and procedures for disposing of the dead, this new old approach may not be for everyone, but it directly confronts our fear of death and dead bodies. Heather Massey works with the National Home Funeral Alliance, helping families prepare their loved ones for a final goodbye. She got a call one day from a close friend, Alice Forrester, in 2011, when Alice's teenage son died unexpectedly. Alice was heartbroken and afraid, but she knew she had to see her son to be there no matter what.
In the midst of shock, finding out my son had died suddenly, I was very fearful of seeing my child's body. I had no concept of how I would react, and I was terrified of it. Actually, for me, there was a lot of spiritual experience, and I'm not particularly a religious person, but I'm, you know, becoming more spiritual. And I had, on the plane to Denver, I really spoke with him. I mean, I had some amazing experiences, and I asked him, you know, how can I do this? And I was answered. I mean, the whole plane trip, I asked questions. It was all in my head or whatever you want to say. And I arrived and I really felt at peace with it. And, you know, when I did see him, he was already in the little house that we were going to have him in. I wasn't shocked. I mean, there was, you know, I was a bit scared and in awe, but I also really moved to a place of this is beautiful, you know, and that's a really hard thing to say when your child's died.
Talking with Alice Forrester, who's reliving in some sense for us the circumstances of her son's death a year and a half ago as a teenager, unexpectedly, and how she made the decision to help prepare the body to actually witness the sort of end circumstances of her own son's body. And Alice, we'll let you take a breath there just for a moment. Heather Massey is also with us. She works with the National Home Funeral Alliance. How difficult is this decision? How much is the sort of spiritual narrative that Alice tells us common to people who decide to be there for a kind of final goodbye in the preparation of a body?
There are many families that the spiritual aspect is a very important one, but for others, it's simply taking control themselves in a situation such as Alice's where everything is out of control. This was a completely unexpected death, and it was shocking and horrifying to all of us. And to be able to care for your own loved one under those circumstances is a very powerful and empowering feeling, as well as being able to be in a setting that is both personal and private and peaceful, quiet, and you're the one in control. The family is basically acting as the funeral director by taking control of this aspect of the care.
How would it be different if a funeral home was involved, if a traditional, and I guess we say traditional guardedly because in the long arc of American history, people much more typically did this?
Exactly. In a sense, we're reclaiming an American tradition. And the contemporary funeral home situation is something that is really very recent. I mean, we've cared for our own forever until, you know, very recent times. However, funeral homes and funeral directors around the country are becoming increasingly aware of the need and desire of families to do this kind of care. And many have joined the National Home Funeral Alliance and are willing to let families take advantage of a hybrid situation, whereas the families might do the body care and then turn over paperwork and transportation or something like that to a funeral home. But the main thing is really for the families to have the time with their loved ones immediately after the death.
And Alice Forrester, what did you do with that time? Who else was with you and what specific things happened?
We arrived in Arizona and my son had been autopsied and he was, you know, wrapped and put in a box. And I arrived, he was in a nice cardboard box laying out in this living room and just seeing that. And then I brought photos and shells and mementos and my friend, partner Bob was there. My brother was there. Heather and her son, who is one of Wilson's best friends, was there. And my former husband and his wife at the time. And we celebrated, we cried. I mean, my friend Bob played guitar towards the end. We sang. We slept in the house. you know, I got up at night and visited him. I went outside under the stars. It was just very, very intimate and very beautiful. Sad, joyous. It's hard to put into words.
Well, you're doing a terrific job. How do you think? I mean, everyone's been, many of us have been to memorial services for loved ones or for friends or family members when we're there in solidarity when someone has died. How do you think the experience would have been different if you had gone that route, Alice?
Well, it would have been infinitely different for me. I mean, first of all, I really felt, I don't want to say the word possessive, but possessive and loving of his body, and I wanted to be with it, and I wanted it to be cared for, even though I knew his spirit wasn't in him. And just, there was just a way to honor it and be present. And a funeral home to me is somewhat like a hospital. I mean, it's cold, it's antiseptic, you file in and out, you know, men in suits standing around, very impersonal. I mean, to me, that's a world of difference. And I parallel a little bit, and I'm a layperson, you know, the home funeral is a little bit like the choice of maybe using a midwife or having a home birth. So it may not be for everyone, but you know, my first son was born in a hospital. My second was not, was born at home. And it was just a remarkably much more intimate and peaceful experience. And we actually put him right into the crematory, the furnace ourselves. We were there.
What was that like? I've seen pictures. I can't imagine the experience. And yet, it, as you describe it, it is a very simple sort of from this moment to that moment kind of thing.
Well, you know, I mean, I think having that time with his body, there's an acceptance, there's a peace, there's, you know, you kind of are ready to let him, you know, the body go, realizing it's not him anymore. And he kept telling me that he would say to me, it's my box, Mom, I'm out of it. You know, it's not me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we get time to put him in the oven, I mean, Heather's son had chocolate ice cream. We put all kinds of things in the box. We had decorated the box and painted it. And his brother wanted to push the button. And I mean, there's no way in my life I would ever imagine doing that with one of my children. But it was really beautiful. And I'm so glad we were right there at that point and not some person we didn't know.
Alice Forrester, thank you so much for sharing your story. Alice Forrester's son died a year and a half ago as a teenager, and she helped to prepare and witnessed her son's body's preparation after his death. She spoke to us from Nashville, Tennessee. Heather Massey, who works with the National Home Funeral Alliance, has helped families prepare their loved ones for a final goodbye in what's called a home funeral. Heather and Alice, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.